I would like to welcome a special sister. She is not a guest because she's been here many times. And Marlene, if you would come up. And we are so looking forward to this. And yet, we don't want to see you retire. But I know. And when I talked to you on the phone last time, you were in the midst of all of the throes of the emotions. God bless you, sister.
All right, before we get started on the video that I want to show you, is I just want to let you know some of the things that happened in Papua New Guinea. People say, aren't you afraid living in Papua New Guinea? It's one of the scariest places in the world. And I go, well, no. You know, it's like I've lived there long enough that I don't know whether I'm crazy or what. But anyway, in the last 2 months before I left, I would always have to get taxis to take me from school to where I was living at the Mapan guest house. And so this one night here, one afternoon, he picks me up and we go out of the street and go down. We have to wait until the traffic passes. And all of a sudden, this guy with his big bushy hair comes flying, literally flying through the window with his hands first, and his head lands in my lap. And I have a can of soda in my hand, and he's probably thinking that that was a phone that I had. And I'm looking, and I'm thinking, what? So I put my hand on it. What do you think you're doing? And he goes, and he gets out of the car, and I put my head on. Don't you ever do that again? I thought, boy, do I sound like a mother? And anyway, about 2 weeks later, my taxi driver Jackson says, "Are you okay?" And I go, "Yeah, I think so." And he just kind of shook his head. Okay. And two weeks later or so, this other guy, I see him in the rearview mirror, and it's not the same guy. I poke my head out, and I said, don't even think about it. And he just goes, phew, and he runs away. And Jackson started laughing, because you're not like any white-skinned Mary that we know. And so... he said, are you okay? And I go, yeah, I'm fine. And so then in Barocco, where I was living, they had started a Wednesday, starting about 5 in the afternoon, a evening market. So I thought, well, it's still light. I'll just walk over there, you know. And I'd walked over there other times, and I didn't have any problem, because a lot of the women in that area kind of keep an eye out for me, you know. It's one of these crazy white-skinned Marys. And so I'm walking along, and I thought, somebody's behind me. And so I turned around, and I go, what? Right in his face. I mean, he was really close. And he jumps back, and he goes, oh, I was just wondering if you were going to the market. And I'm like, yeah, right. And he just tried to get closer, and I thought I was going to walk in the street by the time I got there. And I said, yes. Oh, are you meeting somebody? Yes. Well, I wasn't going to tell him I was meeting a woman, that was for sure. And so we got up by the taxis, and all of a sudden one of the taxis started flashing the lights, beeping their horn, and this guy jumps out and goes, Marlene! And it was another taxi driver there to me. I go, oh, hi, Jeff. How you doing? And I went up, and we shook hands, and he's just laughing. And, you know, I said, let's just keep talking, because there's this guy over here that's not up to any good. And so he goes, okay, and he's watching him. And pretty soon that guy goes off. And so I said, well, thank you, Jeff. I was like, wow, was that a godsend or what? And so then I'm walking along, and I'm looking for some Belem hats for a friend that wanted me to get some for her grandchildren. And so I did. And I was talking to these ladies, and they go, oh, he's a long, long man. That means he's a crazy man. So if anybody calls you a long, long Mary or a long, long man, it means that you're a crazy person. So those are the three things that within 2 months before I left the field happened. And, you know, I just think, well, God has his hand wherever I'm at, and it's not time. You know, because he could have done damage to me flying into the window. He could have, you know, just come up with a knife or whatever, but he didn't. And so, yeah. So we're going to move into, it's called Together We Can. And it starts out with Papua New Guineans singing the Papua New Guinean national anthem. And then it moves into, you're going to see bits and pieces of being in the village and some of the traditional dress that they have and things that I have seen up close and personal, just to give you an idea of an overlook of Papua New Guinea.
Oh, I rise on you, sons of this land. Let us sing of our joy to be free. Praising God and rejoicing to be Papua New Guinea. Shout again from the mountains to sea. Papua
You have your dream, that's all you see. And don't let anybody tell you that it can't be. No, don't give up. Yes, you might fall. I believe in you. So stand up tall. And when the winds come strong and you can't go on, just take a breath and give it all you got. You don't need all the lights or a shiny star. Everything that you need.
Okay, before I go to the P&G presentation of pictures and stuff, I wanted to share with you a letter that a student gave me, and it's capturing a teacher's heart. It said, "Dear Miss Scudder, thank you so much for the joy and experience and love you have poured into my life. I remember the first time I had you for a teacher, I was so anxious to make a good impression. Your reputation preceded you, a good teacher, but scary as they come. I'm glad that I have been able to turn the good teacher into a wise and loving mentor, and the scary as they come into someone extraordinary, deserving of respect and praise. Your ability to conduct and coordinate a gaggle of high schoolers into a beautiful ensemble is admirable, and your amiable antidotes and experiences bring so much wisdom to your class. Thank you for encouraging me during my many transitions and academic years. The move from clarinet to bass clarinet was truly enjoyable, thanks in part to your encouragement. I also really appreciated your admonitions during lessons. All those served to better my outlook on academics, my perseverance, and my firestones of assignments, and my love of music. When you bring your tremendous faith into the classroom, It inspires me to draw closer to the God in which you cling so closely to. I really, really appreciate all of it. I pray that as you come into your new stretch of life, you will be able to run the race ahead of you. God bless you and keep you forever and always in him. Rissam Johnson. Okay. Go on to the next one and let's see. There we go. Okay, this is in the highlands of Papua New Guinea. And definitely the land of unexpected. These I had in my front yard. And somebody gave me a picture of this one. I love the beauty of Papua New Guinea. I love the beauty of all the butterflies and you name it. But it's the land of changes. They burn off the fields and then make their gardens. And so sometimes they get away from it, the fire gets away, and then you wonder whether your house is going to burn down. This is the rain as it's coming in from over the mountains and down in the lowlands. The belums, where they carry their heavy burdens and even their kids in those belums. This is one of my favorite pictures of the little one. They export coffee beans, but they also export cocoa for chocolate. And I actually was given one of those kundu drums. I didn't bring it today. And this is how they wash the clothes in the river and dry them on the rocks. This is what happens if you fall asleep on the wheel. And I've flown into many airstrips like that. You have to have a small enough plane or a plane that will go into short airstrips and take off. All right, and they have bats. And there's villages that live above the river like that. This is a cuscus. And I was actually offered some of these, but I told them my mother never taught me how to eat them. My mom took a lot of blame for a lot of stuff. And this is a little cutie too. They're a lot more graceful going across on those than I am. This was Ukarumpa up in the highlands where I lived for many years with SIL. And that was where my home was, just down from the Motmot, the cemetery. And this is my living room, my dining room. Nothing great was ever achieved without enthusiasm. This is when I took the band to Australia. We played down there. I had three groups of these children, or girls, for Bible study. So 18 years of Bible study with different girls. And her mom had been diagnosed with cancer. They asked if she could stay at my place, and she had a birthday party. I gave her a birthday party there, and she had all her friends over. This is down in Harvey Bay in Australia. And I always had like a senior party for the girls before they, and they'd like do fun, crazy stuff. And they had what you guys would call prom, but it was a junior-senior banquet. Okay, this is a couple that I was a support team for their Bible dedication. This was my last couple that I was a support team for. And this is how they do translation. And so, I do want to close with one thing, showing a trumpet trio that I played with my group. But I wanted to also tell you my last 5 years in Port Moresby, working with all Papua New Guineans, was one of the highlights of my life. I didn't know it at the time, but as I look back, God used that time in so many ways that I have felt blessed. I have loved the Papua New Guineans deeper than I ever loved Papua New Guineans before that. And I had taxi drivers that I didn't know from Adam, but when they would say, "So what do you do?" And I would tell them, and they'd say, "Thank you." And I'd say, "For what?" And they go, "For investing in our next generation, for Papua New Guineans, and for guiding them." And I had one. It's really funny. This letter I wrote, or letter this was written to me, was from a Risen, but a Papua New Guinean, Risern, said to me, he said, "You know, miss, you gave us music education, but you spoke into our spiritual lives." And he actually came to the airport to see me off, and he hugged me, and he whispered in my ear, "Thank you for allowing me to be on this journey with you." And so I praise God for that. And pray that Nita, Miss Nita, that would be able to carry on. She told me that she had 62 kids now in band, which is absolutely wonderful, since I only started with about 10. So it's wonderful. And so I'm grateful for that. I hope to go back for 2 weeks in August and hope to bring back some used instruments. So if you know of anybody that has used instruments that wants to donate them to some Papua New Guinea children, I will be glad to take them off your hands, and I will even get them repaired if they need to be. So I just thank you for all your love and kindness and generosity over the years and the prayers. And as I shared with, is it Tara? I can't wait to get to heaven to see the other side of the picture that shows where all the prayers were being answered and where I was at the time that they were prayed. Because there are many times that I've been on some really sharp turns on that we could have tipped over. And there was one time that we did tip over, but there was a cement wall that stopped us. And so then we had climbed out the window at the other side. So, you know, God has his hand on us at all times. And many times, as I've shared with little kids, the Beelums. This is a small one. This is a very small one. But they make them big enough to put babies in and big enough to put all their vegetables and stuff in, and then they hang them back here. So they'll put the vegetables on first and then put the baby, and then maybe have a big thing of wood to start a fire for their evening meal that night. So, but anyway, I've told the kids, think about putting heavies into a bilum and then hanging it on the cross and giving it to Jesus. And so I would just say the same thing to you. If you have heavy burdens, think of putting them in the bilum and hang that bilum on the cross and give it to Jesus, because he's the only one that can do anything about it. So with thank you, then I will have you put on that last... I basically don't play trumpet or any much of anything anymore because my jaws will swell up. But there have been times when I've just said, oh, I have to do it. And my problem is that runners get a running high. I get a high when I practice. And so everybody goes, she's crazy. But that's, you know, that's how I was with music. I'd love to practice. I love to play. So here we go. I have a student conducting.
just been a, you've been a blessing to me. And thank you just doesn't cover it. But I just have to ask God to bless you and meet your needs in whatever ways you that only He can meet. So thank you.